This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Ginny, we've got such a special guest in the studio right now.
Absolutely. I love people out there who try and make a stand for equality and try to make a stand for our community because there are some things that don't make us equal in terms of what's out there for the heterosexual people. So joining us in the studio from the Equality Party, Jason Toison McShane. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, you said it pretty well. Thanks, Ginny.
Yes! Fantastic.
That was great, Jen. I couldn't pronounce it when I was looking at it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to try.
It's my husband and my last name's hyphenated together.
Well, Jason, aww, it's so cute, actually, because I actually went to school with a Toison. Not probably related to...
Was it Adrian Toison? That's who mine is.
Christine Toison was her name.
Well, I think we probably know Christine.
Oh, there you go. Small world. But I was going to say, Jason, I saw an article about you talking about the Australian Equality Party a couple of weeks ago in the Herald Sun. Also saw you pose for the No Hate campaign while they were down here in Australia. So it's obvious you're passionate about LGBT rights. Can you tell us what influenced you to become a part of this party?
Well, after the last election, myself and some female lesbian married friends that we have were sitting around talking and we're a bit depressed.
Of course.
We thought, are we going to whinge for the next 3 to 6 years or will we do something about it? And so we decided to do something about it. We actually think that it's time for us to have an independent gay and human rights voice inside the federal parliament, which we don't have right now.
Yeah.
And so that almost 6 months later, the Australian Equality Party exists. And, you know, I've been non-legally married to Adrian since 2000, so 14 years next week.
Wow.
And legally married in Canada since 2004, which was 10 years in January.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of waiting and I'm tired of sitting around listening to other people talk about us like we're not even in the room.
Well, I was going to say, like, legally you're married overseas. It's not recognised here. So what kind of inspired you to go, okay, we need to do this? You said that you're sick of waiting. Has there been something that's happened to you that, you know, if you were living in Canada, you wouldn't have to go through, but you had to go through here?
We weren't allowed to adopt when we wanted to have a family, so we went to the US and had a surrogacy arrangement to have our son Ruben, who turned 8 a couple of weeks ago.
Hello,
he
Ruben.
He came to the No Hate Shoot. He's the cutest kid ever.
I know. I saw photos of him if you want to check out the Facebook page at the No Hate Campaign. He's quite a cutie.
He is a beautiful boy. And look, we're tired of just being treated like second-class citizens. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of hearing about young people who kill themselves because they're gay. I'm tired of hearing about the issues that our transgender and intersex friends have. I'm tired of just, you know, it's too long. It's been too long to wait, and it's time for us to speak for ourselves.
That's so true.
And how did the Equality Party as a whole plan to make a change?
Okay, so we want to be an independent human rights and gay voice for our community.
Yep.
We want to obviously have marriage equality occur in this country, not just for same-sex couples, but for transgender and intersex people as well. We want to apply a human rights lens to the rest of policy. So we're going to ask the questions, you know, is it fair? Is it humane? Is it promoting equality? And if it is, we'll vote for it. And if it's not, we're not going to vote for it.
Great. Well, I was going to ask you too. I mean, when I felt last year when the ACT laws were passed for us and it's like, great, we can finally get married. And then all of a sudden the federal government came in and said, no, you can't. Did you feel that was really cruel? It's like dangling a carrot in our face, which we've been fighting for years and then just taken away. It's like getting the rug from under our feet, right?
Look, it's awful. And I don't know anybody actually at the moment. And I've talked to a lot of people, because politics no longer, we believe, is about being left or right. It's got nothing to do with that anymore. And I don't know anyone who's really quite happy with our current federal parliament and the way it's operating. And it really is time for us to get some decent people inside the parliament to add to the decent ones that are there already and to change the conversation. And it needs to change. It needs to become this positive, proactive conversation. We need to remove all the discrimination that we face. We're going to actually this year have what we call kitchen table conversations. So people can come, share with us what's important to them about what they need politically from life. And we're going to compile it all, produce a report and say, this is what Australians really want, not what we've been force-fed from the media down.
Right.
And we're going to try and actually put together what we call the gold standard of policy. So what will it take for all of us in the GLBTI community to be equal? And this is what needs to happen, and it'll be uncompromised.
That sounds fantastic. Look, Jason, stick around with us because we've got so much more. We've got some ads in the news coming up shortly. Then we're going to have a chat to you as well. And plus, someone's just texted in saying, what do you think of the new Human Rights Commissioner who is openly gay? So we're going to grab your thoughts on that in a couple of minutes' time.
Ginny and Adam love their social media a little too much. Find them on Twitter at RiseUpOnJoy and Facebook at RiseUpBreakfast.
We are joined in studio by Jason from the Australian Equality Party. Jason, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure.
Before we were talking about the ethos of the party and, you know, obviously why you're so passionate about it. You're at Chill Out. You had a great stand out there and you got something like, what was it, 50 new members?
Yes, we got 49 new members on Sunday for sure who signed up on the spot and another 25 or 30 who said they're going to sign up. And I just want to say to everyone out there, if you want to make a difference, go to australianequality.org and sign up because we're just over halfway now to our 500 that we need. And you really can make a difference by adding your name to our membership base.
So is that how many? You need 500 members to become a legitimate political party?
Yeah, to register with the AEC, you need 500 to 520 members or so to be able to register. And I'm just so thrilled that in 6 weeks, we're halfway there.
Wow. Well, I was going to say to you, if you are a member, what does that mean? Like, what do you kind of... What's your role?
Okay, it can mean as little as you're just one of the founding members to help us be created. Or it can mean you can join us and volunteer and use your skill sets to... help us, you know, grow and become what we need to become. So you've got any option you like.
Can I ask, I mean, and I don't mean this in any negative way, but when you're out there and you're saying, hi, I'm the leader of a political, trying to start up a political party, do people really take it seriously or they just go, oh, you're just like, you know, like the Motor Association of Queensland or you're like the, you know, the Parmigiana Party with Clive Palmer and things like that?
Parmigiana.
I mean, I don't mean any malice towards it. But
not at all.
But, you know, when I see it, I'm sort of like, do we take them seriously? Do you know, how do you present it?
Well,
that
we
way?
Tell our story, and I think our story is valid, and I think our three key phrases of, you know, we want human rights, equality, and fairness to be restored inside our political conversation are really valid. And after the last 6 months, I'm 100% sure that we're onto something here because everybody is responding pretty much fantastically to what we're doing.
Well, Jason, you're a marriage celebrant. You're a dad, full-time dad as well, and you do this on top of that. Can you tell us, just give us an idea, how much work does it take to actually run a party?
This is now a full-time job that's...
One of your full-time jobs
and
now.
In fact, I've got a list of so many things to do, I don't know how I'm going to get through them, but we added 10 new volunteers on a week and a half ago. We've got another 10 coming on next week. So suddenly we've gone from 10 people working on it to 30-something people working on it. Look, if we all do it together, and we all apply our own personal skill sets to it, we can do this and pull this off. But it's hard work, and it's all voluntary, and we don't own these concepts. It's we ourselves, it's we all as a community own these concepts, and we're all, you know, joined together by the common homophobia we all face, and it's time, you know, to remove all that discrimination.
That's so true. I mean, you know, even though people still say that, you know, oh, we're getting better at it. It's obvious to see, like, especially after Mardi Gras, someone went up to the ATMs that the ANZ, sorry for branding, had set up with, you know, like the beautiful colours of you know, the
ATMs, yep.
Yeah, and they ripped the fronts off them.
Look, there was a sign in outside Pride March that someone defaced. Look, it's disgusting. And it's time for that to change. Look, I know that, you know, when it comes to women and racial issues, we're still racist in some parts of this country and we're still sexist in Australia. But legally, you can't say anything in public negative like that. You can't crap on about how bad women are or how bad Indigenous people are. And that's how it should be. And you shouldn't be able to do that about us. Even if you've got, you're a person of faith, you're not allowed to say and demonise us because it's actually killing people at the end of the day.
And that was the hot topic on the ABC this week when it came to Q&A. They were talking about racial vilification. And some of the questions that the audience asked were absolutely incredible and, you know, spot on. And they had people like George Brandis, who is the Attorney General.
Yeah, he's my boss as a marriage celebrant. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yes, because he runs that department.
Oh, there you go. Connections. So
do you catch up with George?
No, I have no time with him at all. probably don't even know who I am. But he does run the celebrant section.
Now, we do want you to stick around because we do want to have a little bit of fun with you.
Okay.
Ginny's got her famous five questions at the ready.
Oh, I do. They're ready to go. Hope you're ready, Jason.
So when we come back...
I'll try.
We're going to... Well, we won't put you on the spot. We might give you a little clue while the music's playing.
Rise Up with Ginny and Adam is podcasted on iTunes and Stitcher. Available at joy.org.au/riseup.
Now, speaking of love stories, actually nothing to do with love stories, you've got five questions...
I do.
Don't laugh.
Some questions I prepared earlier, which I love to ask. I call it Ginny's Super Quiz. Budumching.
Now, Jason, we're going to... Are you ready for this?
I'm a bit scared, to be honest, but that's okay.
Jason of the Equality Party, come on up to my stand. Well, not really a stand, but let's just picture it's there. Okay, are we ready?
Your time starts now.
Jason, what is your shoe size?
12.
What is your favourite brand of cheese? As in type of cheese, sorry.
Brie.
Brie. Ooh, Brie. Oh, I didn't pick that. Yum. But halloumi. I know. I love halloumi.
We should bring him over for a wine and cheese party.
Absolutely. Mm. Jason, if you were a fish, what would you say?
I would try to find Nemo.
Oh.
Very good. Jason, can you do a Sri Lankan accent?
No.
You can't. You don't even want to attempt it. You're leaving that right there.
I think Sri Lankan people are gorgeous, but I can't say the names.
Oh, you're a winner. And Jason, what do you think of the new Human Rights Commissioner who is openly gay?
I just want him to establish a human rights charter for our country. We're one of the few countries in Australia that does not have a human rights charter.
Why is that?
I have no idea, and I know that in the past I don't think he does champion that, so we need to have that happen.
Okay. Human rights charter, I would like that. I'd actually put a motion forward for that.
Yeah, myself. Would you? Be one of our policies.
I would. I think, absolutely, a human rights charter when we don't have equality for gay people, when we have all these, when we're told by the UN that we're in violation of human rights. Why don't we have a human rights?
That's a harsh accusation. That's like being accused of stealing something.
But have you seen the images of us? I mean, if someone who doesn't live in Australia sees that, wouldn't you would you say it's understandable?
But here's my beef.
Your beef.
Moo. Here's my beef is that, you know, we have asylum seekers and yes, you know, it is unfortunately, you know, some of the boats capsize because the boats aren't made of, you know, like industrial strength steel. But then when you've got the US who, you know, shows pictures of what's happening in like their centers and things like that. And you know, I don't use this lightly, but torture and stuff like that. How come they're not listed up there? How come we slip up once with like Manus Island, one person unfortunately and regrettably passes away and Ban Ki-moon goes, we're in violation just like North Korea. Isn't that a bit harsh? That's way harsh.
That's a way of looking at it, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Anyway.
Jason Twazun McShane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
If you want to check out more about the Australian Equality Party, head to AustralianEqualityParty.org.
AustralianEquality.org.
AustralianEquality.org. Check that out. A great party, great cause to support our community. So check them out. If you want to become a member, all the details are there as well.
Yes.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.